There you go. Speaking the truth in love. And number five, Brother Bosworth said that fellowship is...
Two fellows and one ship.
That is true. Number six, what was the title of Brother Lee Vale's book?
Pointing to the True Prophet.
That is true. I know he's been listening now. Number seven, Doors and Doors, from Doors and Door, God is not associated in lies, but he only backs up.
That is true.
That is true. Number eight, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life.
Of whom shall I be afraid?
Of whom shall I be afraid? Yes. When my father and my mother forsake me, then...
The Lord will take me up.
Say again?
The Lord will take me up.
That is true. He will take me up. Number 10, the only way to be born again is to...
Be righteous?
No. Say again? What, Rema?
Die?
Yes, that's true. Oh. Say it with confidence. Number 11, but God hath chosen the things of the world to confound the...
Wise and foolish?
Wise
and foolish?
In that order? No.
Oh.
It's a foolish wise.
Yeah, the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Yeah. Number 12, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory.
In the Lord.
In the Lord, that is correct. Number 13, what was the lesson from Brother Branham's story about the mother bear and his two cubs?
How, like, when one gets so full with the Spirit, like, others around that, like, also receive the Spirit.
Exactly. Very good. Number 14... This is from the Bible. He gave some and so on. What was the answer to that one?
Apostles one?
Apostles is one.
Prophets?
Prophets, yes.
Evangelists?
Mm-hmm.
Teachers?
Yes.
Pastors.
And pastors. Very good. Number 15. Why did Paul call himself a prisoner of the Lord? Anyone have an answer to that one?
Because he was a prophet?
No, it's not a lot.
Can't escape the Lord.
I guess that's true in a sense, but that's not what I'm looking for.
I put, because once you have God in you, he can't leave you.
That's true in a sense, but it's not what I'm looking for.
Is it because, like, he's only committed and surrendered to God?
Exactly. That's what it is. He's completely surrendered. So he introduces himself. He says, I'm a prisoner, and even introduces his brothers and sisters as prisoners of the Lord. And it's because they fully surrender, they're fully committed. There's nothing they're holding back. You know, when you're a prisoner, you're in complete custody. There's nowhere you can go. You can't escape. You're just completely under that control. So, go, Zoe.
Does because he did whatever God asked him to do count?
It's true, but I don't want you to be more specific.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go over this. So, number one, I mean, I've said this to you many times. I've read the scripture for you many times. Who all, I'm sure you all probably knew that one. Number two, how many people got number two wrong? Don't be afraid. Okay, that was actually in the same chapter as number one. Both of those questions were from Ephesians 4. So a lot of the times, and look for this in the quiz next week, is that sometimes certain questions will be drawn from the same chapter. So if you see a question and you see another question and you know where that one comes from, if you don't know where the other one comes from, they might be from the same chapter. And all of these are gonna be from, there's gonna be Bible questions on the next one too. They're gonna be from chapters I've taught, you know, throughout the weeks and the months and all that. So yeah, number two, the unity of the Spirit. So, the importance about that is that, you know, we need to prioritize what we're trying to keep the unity of. It's not going to be the church. It's not going to be the people. Because, you know, the church, there's many churches, and they can have wrong doctrines. There's many people. And the Bible says, you know, you can try to please man, but once you try to please man, you stop pleasing God. So you really have to keep the unity of the Spirit. And the Bible, the Bible is a book. It's in a way, it's sovereign, so you don't have to keep the unity of it. But the Spirit is what we need to keep the unity of. And if we have the unity of the Spirit, then the people in the church will follow. But if you have the unity of the church, the Spirit might not always be in the church. And if you have the unity of the people, you know, there's plenty of groups, there's plenty of clubs, people who can hang out and be friends together. but that doesn't mean the Spirit's going to be there. So we need to maintain the unity of the Spirit first and foremost. Number three is by the gift of Christ. So it's not the preacher. You know, we have many preachers, but Andrew's a great minister, and he does a good job. But we're not trusting in his gift. We're trusting in the gift that God gave him. So it's really the gift of Christ that we trust in, even for our own lives and for our own salvation and for thinking our own lives. We look for the gift of Christ. Number four, once again, speaking the truth in love. You can be confident, you know, and you can obey God, and you can, you know, hope that someone gets it, but really you need to speak the truth in love so they can get to them. You know, because people can hear you be confident, but if they don't, sometimes a loving approach is going to work better than a confident one. And number five, you have to listen to the sermon for that. So good job on those who listened. Number six was also a doors and door question. Number seven, a doors and door question. Number seven is also, it's like from seven for a while, because there's other options like speaking in tongues, the Pope, you know, what the preacher says. But God only backs up what is true. He doesn't back up what your pastor says. He doesn't back up what your preacher says. He doesn't back up what they said at the youth camp. He backs up what is true. So always remember, God backs up what is true. He doesn't back up just anything, just because you're in a church or just because people are shouting and people might say amen. But that doesn't mean God's backing it up, because he only backs up what is true. Number eight, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? That was a psalm question from Psalms 27. Who all looked up? Did y'all just know it, or did you go to Psalm 27 and see it?
I knew it.
You just knew it? Okay. Anyone else get that question right? Okay. Well, there might be another question in Psalm 27 on the next quiz, so look out for that. When father and mother forsake me, then no one else looked it up, but that's also from Psalm 27. So good on you if you got that. The only way to be born again is to die, to die out. It's not to go to church. It's not just listening to the prophet. It's not by being righteous. Because even, you know, we know our righteousness is as filthy rags to the Lord. So it's not by our own righteousness. It's not by our own works. It's not by what we can do. But it's by dying out to ourselves. You know, we can try and be as good as we can. There's many good people who don't go to church, who don't believe in God. And they're quote-unquote good, what we would call good people. They're nice. Maybe they're friendly. Maybe they do things for people. And they're nice to their neighborhood or whatever, but that doesn't mean they're born again. It doesn't mean that they're righteous in the eyes of God. So they can try and be righteous, but they have to die out to themselves. And people listen to the prophet, it doesn't mean they're born again, doesn't mean they're righteous. People go to church, Brother Bam said they'd be make believers, true believers, and unbelievers in every congregation. So just because you go to church doesn't mean that, you know, you're born again. It's by dying out to yourself and having God change you. Number 11, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So some of you were very foolish. Some of you thought it was the wise things. But and sometimes we think that way because we think, man, if God's going to do something, he's going to do it. You know, so it's going to be intelligent. It's going to be this way. It's going to be that way. And people thought, you know, Jesus is going to come in a chariot of gold and he's going to fight off the Romans. And we kind of think we have a way that we think things are supposed to go. But God's going to do things in his way. He's going to bring a prophet and he's going to be born by a poor mother and father. And the dad is just from a family of moonshiners and drinkers and drunks and just fighters and brawlers. And just if you look at the prophet's background, it's a terrible background. When you look at Joseph and Mary's background, you know, it's not nothing to be proud of. But God will use the humble people for great things. So it's going to be the low people that God uses for great things. It's not always going to be the wise thing, but he's actually going to use the things that seem foolish and seem kind of off to confound those who think it's supposed to be wise and so the wise and prudent, as the Bible says. I think it's supposed to be so highly and exalted. Number 11, God's chosen. Number 12, that according as it is written, he glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So it's not at the altar, it's not by himself in signs and wonders. You can do those things, you can glory in those things, but ultimately those things have to be done by the Lord. Signs and wonders can be done. And Brother Branham said, the signs and wonders can be witchcraft. He's seen witches speak in tongues, he's seen witches do those things, you know. And people can come to the altar. It doesn't mean that, you know, they're really glorying in the Lord, but what we need to do is glory in the Lord. Whenever we glory in the Lord. We sing for the Lord, we praise the Lord, we come to church. And when we see signs and wonders, it's for the glory of the Lord. And even Brother Bob preached Wednesday, you know, that Brother Branham could say, this is going to be the president. He could prophesy who the president was going to be, but it wasn't going to It would only make people think more of Brother Branham. He's really, when he prophesies, it's supposed to be for the glory of the Lord. So that when Brother Branham does something, he points back to the Lord. He says, "I didn't heal you, God healed you," and all those things. So it's not about us, it's about God. But the third, number 13, listen to the message for that one. Number 14, that was in Ephesians 4. So I think there was like four or five questions on this quiz that were from Ephesians 4. So look out for those Bible questions. That's why it's open Bible. Number 15, when we went over that, it's because he fully surrendered to the Lord and there was no reservations. There was no, he was just completely surrendered. And if you've, you know, and here goes the prison. But when he's Paul's someone who's been to prison before for preaching the word. So he knows what it's like to be in bondage in that way. And he wants to be in bondage, but he wants to be in bondage to the Lord. So please surrender to the Lord. So leave your papers where they are. God bless you. You're dismissed. I will grade them and give them.